time for your morning headlines here on Jaguars.com. Brian Sexton along with John Osher in the Jaguars coffee room at Everbank Field. We're headed to the locker room, and the big stories today, pretty obvious. The first is the quarterback. Is there a change coming?
Well, we've always said it's going to be the story until it's not the story, which means it's the story until Blake Bortles starts. I think Gus yesterday left the door a little open so that he could think about it. I don't think he's going to think about it enough to make Blake the starter yet. I think it's coming soon.
All right, the offensive line. Franchise record 10 sacks and the inability to get anything going in the ground game. Really, those guys are going to be under the microscope.
Yeah, I mean, if this is morning headlines, then it's clear that's going to be a headline all week. And I'm not sure what else there is to say about it except the numbers you just rolled out. They've got to get better, because if they don't get better, then nothing else works offensively. And you can't see all season what you saw yesterday.
I expected the offense to be a little bit slow because we knew that that offensive line was going to take some time. Here's what we didn't expect, and it's our third headline. The defensive line got pushed around yesterday, manhandled up front at times. That's a surprise.
Well, I think what you said is the shocker. Everybody sort of knew young on offense. There might be days like yesterday. Nobody expected that time in the first and second quarter when they just ran downhill. That can't happen, because that's what this season's built for.
All right, stay tuned. Lots more coverage here on Jaguars.com.